And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. Today is the 19th of March, 2014. It's the birthday of the novelist Philip Roth, born in Newark, 1933. Philip Roth, who said, "Far from being the classic period of explosion and tempestuous growth, my adolescence was more or less a period of suspended animation. The best of adolescence was the intense male friendships, not only because of the cozy feelings of camaraderie they afforded boys coming unstuck from their close-knit families, but because of the opportunity they provided for uncensored talk. These marathon conversations, characterized often by raucous discussions of hoped-for sexual adventure and by all kinds of anarchic joking, were typically conducted, however, in the confines of a parked car, two, three, four, or five of us in a single steel enclosure, just about the size and shape of a prison cell, and similarly set apart from ordinary human society." By the time he was 26, after college, Philip Roth had published his first book, the novella Goodbye Columbus, classic story of adolescence. And in the 50-plus years since, he's published more than 30 books, including Portnoy's Complaint and American Pastoral. The most recent book is Nemesis. Philip Roth said, "I would be wonderful with a 100-year moratorium on literature talk if you shut down all literature departments, close the book reviews, ban the critics. As soon as you generalize, you are in a completely different universe than that of literature, and there's no bridge between the two." It's the birthday of the comedian Moms Mabley, Jackie Mabley, born in Brevard, North Carolina, 1894, where she had a horrible, horrible life. Parents died in separate accidents. She was raped twice as a teenager, had two children who were then taken from her. She was being forced into a marriage with an older man. So at the age of 14, she moved away to Cleveland, where she met the vaudeville team Butterbeans and Susie, and she went on the Chitlin circuit, African-American vaudeville performers, and she became tremendously successful, earning more than $10,000 a week. 1939, she became the first woman comedian to perform at the Apollo Theater. And it's the birthday of the man who translated the Kama Sutra and the Arabian Nights into English, Richard Burton, born in Torquay, England, 1821, a man who learned French, Italian, and Latin as a young man, and later Arabic, Hindu, and Persian. Here's a poem for today by Kay Ryan, entitled The Hinge of Spring. The jackrabbit is a mild herbivore, grazing the desert floor, quietly abridging spring, eating the color off everything, rampant height or lower. Rabbits are one of the things coyotes are for. One quick scream, a few quick thumps, and a whole little area shoots up blue and orange clumps. Kay Ryan's poem, The Hinge of Spring, from The Best of It, New and Selected Poems, published by Grove Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And also supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that's been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.